Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Voting underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Till 1 p.m, nearly 57% polling recorded in Tamil Nadu and over 62% in West Bengal. Campaigning picks up for second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Africa partnership assumes significance amid growing global challenges. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 people killed in Mirzapur road accident last night. President, Vice President and Prime Minister express grief. CBSE to conduct second phase of 10th board exam from 15th of next month. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium this evening. Voting is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Voting began at 7 a.m. for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in West Bengal and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, till 1 p.m. nearly 57% polling was registered, while in West Bengal over 62% votes were polled. In Tamil Nadu, the 4,023 candidates are in the fray, while in West Bengal the electoral fate of 1,478 candidates will be sealed in the EVMs today. Counting of votes will take place along with Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections on the 4th of next month. We have a report from our correspondent Chandipan Dasgupta.
Within the first 6 hours, around 60% of the electorate in many constituencies had already exercised their franchise, a turnout credited to the Commission's continuous awareness campaigns and unprecedented security arrangements. Reports suggest that voting in rural areas has been brisk, while urban centres started slower but are picking up pace as the day progresses. There have been a few isolated incidents of unrest, including clashes between two groups in Domkal, Nauda, Islampur, Rani Nagar in Murshidabad and Kumarganj in Kuch Bihar, Murarai and Siuri in Budbhum. Security forces intervened quickly, restoring order and allowing polling to resume. This phase includes several key constituencies where the political contest is particularly intense. Observers note that the outcome of this round will play a crucial role in shaping the early trajectory of the election. Sandipan Dasgupta, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
We have our correspondent Kalyan Laha live with us. Kalyan, tell us the latest update that you can bring for us on the poll.
Well, sir, two reports just came in Dakshin Dinajpur. BJP candidates have been attacked. And in Birbhum, one BJP candidate agent was attacked, and Election Commission has called for report in both of these incidents, and overall the voting is going on peacefully. But in some districts, reports came in that voters have been influenced and they are being constantly intimidated to cast certain political parties. And Election Commission is taking necessary measures involving these incidents.
Right. What kind of enthusiasm are you seeing among the voters in general?
The enthusiasm is very high, and in all the districts in which the voting process is taking place today, the voter percentage is very high. And as per the latest information, 62% voters have been reported in West Bengal overall.
Right. Thank you, Kalyan, for those details. In Tamil Nadu, more than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state for over 5.73 crore voters to exercise their franchise today. We have with us our correspondent Joy from Chennai. Joy, what is the latest you can bring us from the ground?
Well, sir, in the single-phase elections in the state today, voting is going on peacefully in all the districts. In the capital city of Chennai, Union Minister Yael Murugan, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, actor-politician Vijay, celebrities Ajit Surya and many others cast their votes in the respective polling booths. This time it was a rush even inside the polling booth, where some posed for photographs with fans shouting outside the booths. People still are queuing up to cast their votes despite the sweltering heat and the hot sun. This time voting was quick even at the beginning of the polling day, as it is also a holiday today. According to the approximate voters trend, at 1 o'clock approximately 56.81% of votes have been registered in the state. Tirupur, Erode, Karur, Namakkal and Salem have registered over 60% of votes. In Chennai, many of the constituencies have crossed 50% of votes. So this is an encouraging trend, and after 3 o'clock, as the sun goes down, people will again come out and stand in queue to cast their votes. Well, sir.
Right, thank you, Joy, for bringing us those details. Polling is also being held today for assembly by-elections in Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Maharashtra, voting is taking place in Baramati and Rahuri constituencies, and in Gujarat in Umret. Till 1 p.m., nearly 32% polling was recorded in Baramati, over 29% in Rahuri, and over 37% voters used their franchise in Umret. The by-polls were necessitated following the deaths of senior NCP leader and Baramati MLA Ajit Pawar and BJP MLA from Rahuri seat Shivaji Rao Kardile. In Baramati, prominent leaders including NCP candidate Sunetra Pawar, Parth Pawar and MLA Rohit Pawar exercised their franchise. The Rahuri seat became vacant after BJP MLA Shivaji Kardile's death in October last year. His son, Akshay Kardile, is in the fray. He is pitted against NCPSP candidate Govind Mokate and Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi's Santosh Chalke. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly elections is in full swing in West Bengal. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public rally in Krishnanagar today. He alleged that the TMC government in the state is encouraging illegal infiltration and facilitating the settlement of these individuals by providing forged documents. Mr. Modi claimed that the TMC believes in supporting infiltrators and promoting their interests. He said his government is moving forward with the vision of Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas.
Nadia, ye bhakti ki dharti hai. Shakti, kranti aur sanskriti ki ye dharti hai. Aur aaj is dharti par main parivartan ki aandhi dekh raha hu. Krishna Nagar mein aaj bhoy par bharose ki vijay ka vishwas dikh raha hai. Bhay ja raha hai, bharosa aage badh raha hai.
Trinamool Congress Chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will address public rallies at Chaurangi and Jadavpur in Kolkata today. She will also join a road show at Bhawanipur. BJP spokesperson Shahnawaz Hussain today said the Congress has to pay a heavy price for alleged derogatory remarks used by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Chennai recently. He added that the remarks made by Mr. Kharge not only insulted the Prime Minister but the country as well. Mr. Hussain noted that the Election Commission has also issued a notice to Mr. Kharge and urged the Commission to take action against him.
Mallikarjun Kharge has insulted the Prime Minister of India. The Congress will have to pay a heavy price for this. The Election Commission has also issued a notice to Mr. Kharge. We urge the Commission to must take action against him.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges. He said that today Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy, and India has expanded its diplomatic footprint in Africa in recent years. The External Affairs Minister said this while unveiling the logo, theme and website of the India-Africa Forum Summit in the Curtain Raiser event in New Delhi today.
Today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy. India's engagement with Africa is guided by a clear vision, a vision rooted in the principle of equality, of mutual respect, and of shared progress. The Viksit Bharat 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 are both complementary roadmaps which are geared towards prosperity and progress through sustainable growth and inclusive development.
The summit will be held from the 28th to the 31st of next month. Dr. S. Jaishankar said the 17 new diplomatic missions have been opened across the continent, taking the number of missions there to 46. He added that this demonstrates India's long-term commitment to engaging with every region of the continent. In Uttar Pradesh, a multi-vehicle collision near Barkha Ghumana by Sod Bale Hill in Mirzapur claimed the lives of 11 people, including 4 children, in the Drummond Ganj area last night. Mirzapur Superintendent of Police Aparna Rajat Kaushik said a truck collided with a car, an SUV and a trailer, after which the SUV and the car caught fire. Police have started an investigation and are trying to identify all the victims. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. They also prayed for the swift recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, will conduct the second phase of CBSE 10th exam 2026 from the 15th of May. The exam is optional for those students who want to improve their scores. All past students will be allowed to improve their performance in any 3 subjects out of science, mathematics, social science and languages. The board had announced the class 10th results for the first main exam on the 15th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that modernization of railway tracks is powering a faster and more dependable network. In a social media post sharing an article written by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in an English daily, Mr. Modi said that track renewal, advanced testing and mechanized maintenance have improved ride quality and ensured higher speeds. He added that these changes are reducing delays, supporting smoother journeys and helping railways meet growing passenger and freight demand across the country. The portals of Badrinath Temple located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand were opened for devotees this morning amid Vedic chants and traditional rituals. Our correspondent reports the Mahabhishek Puja was performed by Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in the name of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, praying for the prosperity and well-being of the nation and the state. The Chief Minister also reviewed the pilgrimage arrangements and said all necessary measures are being taken to ensure a safe and smooth Chardham Yatra. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted heatwave conditions over Delhi, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha over the next 2 days. The Met Department also predicted hot and humid weather over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. Benchmark domestic equity indices pared some of their early losses and were trading around 0.6% lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex slid 584 points to 77,932, while the Nifty lost 126 points to 24,252 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 40 runs in Lucknow. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Voting underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Till 1 p.m., nearly 57% polling recorded in Tamil Nadu and over 62% in West Bengal. Campaigning picks up for second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Africa partnership assumes significance amid growing global challenges. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 people killed in Mirzapur road accident last night. President, Vice President and Prime Minister expressed grief. CBSE to conduct second phase of 10th board exam from 15th of next month. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.